And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Time for another installment of That Was a Hit, our series about improbable chart success, and we're joined again by Paul Ford, a Brooklyn-based writer who can be found on Twitter at FTrain. And he joins us with the saga of a song called Sukiyaki. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So what is Sukiyaki?
So this was a...
I mean, I know what sukiyaki is, the Japanese hot pot dish, but what's the song?
Well, sort of that's a good point because the title has absolutely nothing to do with the song. It's 1963, and this pop hit in Japan gets sort of discovered and imported into the U.S. and then sort of spreads out throughout the entire world, and they call it sukiyaki. The actual title is... it's something like, I look up as I walk is how it translates.
Uh-huh.
And it's uye omuye te are oku.
And yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care how good a song it is. That ain't happening on American radio.
But what I love is that they were just like, screw it.
Let's just call
sukiyaki.
It sukiyaki.
Yeah, they just gave in. And because that's something people know.
Oh, my goodness.
And when you listen to it, it's just it's a colossal earworm. Like you can
it
just.
It really is.
Yeah, and it's really sort of like, it's jaunty. The thing that's key about it is, aside from the vocals, there's really nothing Japanese about this song. As it got sort of internalized, everyone started covering it. There were all these covers, and half of them would have like Kodo intros or just sort of this weird, they kept Japanesing up the music.
Let's hear the original version by Kiyu Sakamoto, which went to number one in this country, the only time a Japanese language song has been such a hit, Sukiyaki. Kiyu Sakamoto and the huge smash international hit Sukiyaki from 1963, the only time a Japanese language song has hit the American charts, and it topped the charts for a while.
It was colossal, just endless covers. I mean, when you listen to it a few times, it is burrowed into my brain like no other song in recent memory.
So how successful was this post 1963?
Well, that's the thing. This thing just got into the culture and held on. And it's almost, you know, it just sort of goes forever. If you start just Googling sukiyaki and doing some research, there's no end in sight. And, you know, there are dozens of covers just on, you know, say Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And so it lodged in. There were a lot of covers in the 60s, kind of disappeared for a while. And then around 1981, Taste of Honey, who are sort of best known for, it's either Boogie Oogie or Oogie Oogie Boogie. I always get that mixed up. They were approached by kind of a song plugger in L.A. who was friends with the original composer and said, he got them to record a cover of this, except this was another example of like they really Japanesed it up.
And anglicized it at the same time. And
they wrote so one of the women in Taste of Honey actually wrote her own version of the lyrics, kind of I think working with some of the people originally involved with the song, and they're very you know, she's like, well, it could have multiple meanings, you know, but what I went for was the romantic version.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear a little bit of Taste of Honey's version of Sukiyaki, which got as high as number three in 1981.
It's all because
Well, that's just awful.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's terrible. And it just gets worse and worse as it goes on. But nonetheless, that became just a monster hit. And it landed
number three on the Hot 100. Taste of Honey's version of Sukiyaki, English lyrics, but the Japanese koto, the traditional zither at the beginning of the song.
It's brutal.
Like, hey, this is Japanese.
Exactly. And so it's got that sort of uncomfortable, you know, 80s Japanese racism thing going that was really prevalent at the time. Everyone was wearing kimonos, and there was that real sort of pop.
Really?
Moment. Yeah, there's a little, if that's, as I was poking around.
I don't remember people wearing kimonos.
Oh, it's bad, because as I was poking around at the edges of this song, you know, the related artists and that sort of stuff, there's a lot of, like, you know, my Japanese boy and these sort of weird,
We're speaking with Paul Ford, the Brooklyn-based writer who occasionally joins us for our series, That Was a Hit, and we're talking about Sukiyaki, which was indeed a hit, not just here in the States, but around the world, comes back from 1963, comes back in 1981. You were telling me before we went on the air that it's on Mad Men?
Yeah, it showed up on...
So is it like the cicadas, where every 17 or 18 years this thing comes back?
That's exactly right. It just sort of... There is something so powerful about this song, and it just repeatedly gets weaponized and sort of shot back out into the pop charts.
Eventually, it makes its way into the world of hip-hop.
Well, and sort of through a circuitous route, there's a Dougie Fresh song called Lottie Dottie that is sort of one of the key tracks in hip-hop. And there's a point in the song, it's not on every version because they had clearance issues, where they sing a portion of this.
So it's not a sample. They're actually singing a bit of the melody.
No one could have afforded this much sampling back when they were doing it.
Right. When was this?
I think it's 85.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So this is Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, and a little bit of Lottie Dottie with Sukiyaki embedded in it.
I ran through her. I bumped into my old girl from the
valley.
This is a girl plays hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Because she looked upset. She said, it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, and now my life is filled with rainy days. And I love you so, how much you'll never know. Because you took your love away from me.
Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh with Lottie Dottie, incorporating a bit of the Japanese hit from 1963, Sukiyaki, the original song by Kyu Sakamoto, the subject of this installment of our occasional series, That Was a Hit. It is undeniably a song with staying power, Paul.
Well, you know, and the interesting thing, too, is not that part of the song, but... But the other sections of that were sampled, and I mean they show up on it. Samples show up in DJ Premier, Das Effects, The Roots, Color Me Bad. Like everyone has sampled from that original tune. So at some
level, you mean from Lottie Dottie?
From Lottie Dottie.
Yeah,
sorry,
yes. Yeah.
So at some level, like there's some weird genealogical thing going on where Sukiyaki is deeply embedded in a huge swath of hip hop, even if you can't hear it.
Yeah. And then, of course, there is that song, which just, you know, even in its original version, keeps coming back. The Mad Men scene is kind of odd.
Well, so it's set in 1962. It's season two. And one of the characters, his father has died in a plane crash. And this is a big plot point. Don Draper is sitting in a what looks to be a Chinese restaurant. And Sukiyaki is playing in the background.
I have to drop this off, but I can swing back around on my way out.
Not tonight.
And since the whole show is about a plane crash, it's weird to have that playing because Kiyo Sakamoto actually died in one of the worst plane crashes in history, which was a Japan Airlines crash in 1985, killed well over 500 people. And so there's this strange plane crash resonance going on in that music cue. And given the way Mad Men is constructed, it's easy to imagine that they would have been playing with that.
Yeah. Paul Ford is a Brooklyn-based writer who joins us occasionally for our series, That Was a Hit, the strange and convoluted and ongoing tale of Sukiyaki. Paul, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Here's a Brazilian version from the trio Esperanza.